out of a good and an honest heart. When the word is heard, when you hear it, your heart has to be good. Has to be an honest heart. And we have hypocrisy and lies. As Elder Bart was saying to me before we came into the tabernacle, he was talking about the sincerity and the honesty of love. Where it's not something else of false, falseness, but it's real. And it spreads abroad, and there's nothing that confines it. With his family, or sons, or daughters, or kinsmen, nothing stops that pure love of Yahweh. Because we love him, because we believe the report of Messiah, and because we believe that we take confidence in that, and we live in that truth, and by living in that, he dwells in us as he was in the Son. He's not going to dwell in this, those that love not the Son. They don't, because the Son talks about his Father. He exalts his Father. And you're not going to sit in Yahweh's congregation, any of us, I don't care where you are, and not bless the Father for the great thing that he has done in the Son to make his name known. You're not going to be blessed of Yahweh. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. You're not going to be blessed. This trash that they call the Ruah, the Spirit, it has been a traditional ritual that has been passed down. You get it one way in the Baptist, you get it one way in the Pentecostal, you get it one way in the Holiness, you get it one way in the Lutheran, and it's all just a quagmire of foolishness, sinfulness, without any scriptural depth at all to it. It's one thing the Spirit does, it always leads us into truth. Did Messiah say he was the true vine? Did he not say, I am the true vine? Then if he is the true vine, the first thing the true vine did, it acknowledged the husbandman. It acknowledged the husbandman. My Father, he said, is the husbandman. He did not denounce the Father, but he identified the Father. Why? Because he wanted you to know where the strength of the vine is. It's in the Father. It's in the will of the Father, because he did everything the Father commanded him to do. He didn't establish any kind of bylaws or his own commandment. He spoke the commandment of Yahweh. He said, now, my friends, you are clean to the words which I have spoken unto you. He says, now abide in me, and I will abide in you. As a branch now, do you hear that? He said, you branches cannot. You see what we're not bearing fruit? He said, the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You can think all you want to. You cannot bear fruit of yourself. The branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine. The branch must abide in the vine. And if the branch is in the vine, then there is a caretaker of the vine. And the Father is the husbandman of the vine. He said, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing at all. All. There's nothing you can do without him. There's nothing you can do without the witness of that testimony of Messiah. Because you're not even in the Father's hand. If you reject that testimony, if you reject the works of Messiah, you're not even in the Father's hand. If you reject what he came to teach us and to show us, you're not even in the Father's hand. He says in verse 7, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. Now look what he says. You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Why? Herein what? He said, herein is who? He said, here is in my Father made known, and his name is honored, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Well, how can that be now? He said, here is my Father honored or made known, or his name, or he is made known that you bear much fruit. Why? Because he is the husbandman. He came to bring the pure worship unto the Father. You always will. I hope to preach that soon. I've looked over the message quite a few times. I looked at scripture. I know and I understand that. But there are elementary things that we need to learn to get in our spirits. We need to get those elementary things. It's sad that we must revert back to elementary things. Joel said, I would love to give you meat. He said, but you're so carnal. You're emotional. Your feelings. That should never get in the way of truth. I should never get in the way of truth. And that is the truth. You should never get in the way of truth. Never, never, never. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, as the Father hath loved me. Is that not simple to understand? He said, as the Father hath loved me, he said, so have I loved you. Now continue ye in my love. Now what love did he love with? He told you how he loved. The love that the Father loved him, it was the same love he loved us. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You shall abide in the love of the Father if you keep the commandments. So men today are not keeping the commandments. And they say they have the love of the Father. That's not so. Come on, saints. Come on, Brother Lee Smith. Yahweh did not give us an instruction in this covenant that denounces the old covenant, brother. He came to make clear the covenant. His word never changed. Every word. How can some words of Yahweh be pure? Then that scripture is a lie. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And I'd say some, but every word of Yahweh is pure. And therefore, we that are his servants and trust in him, we trust in every word that he says. How can we say that something in the new is right and that in the old is not right? That's wrong. That's what tradition has done. It has corrupted the very minds of the people today. The traditional laws that bypass the laws of Yahweh has corrupted the people. And they can't even sense their own corruption. Those of y'all them, they didn't even sense how corrupt they were. Seeing all these great mighty things done. Then they finally get the standard of Yahweh. What fools they were. And they're still foolish. Their eyes are blinded. Because they will not give honor unto the Father. That's what their eyes are blinded. Yahweh never intended for the heathens to know him in the sense that he's called elect. And yet he said, even the Gentiles, his name shall be known unto every Gentile, to all the Gentiles. They shall know his name. And that is one thing that the powers of hell has tried to do, to quench that name. They will say the name of Yahweh is pagan. Yet, but when you say that name Jesus is pagan, they will rise up in hell to fight you on that one. The name Jesus is pagan because it gives no honor to the Father. The name Yeshua is pagan. The name Lord, the name Jehovah, they are pagan names. There's only one name, Yahweh. They express him. And they can do all they want to. They can get all the Jewish or the Yahudim scholars all they want to, but they will always tell you that grammatization, there's only one way you can pronounce it, really, Yahweh. There are no vowels, and there were no vowels in any of the Hebrew writing in the Old Text either. In any Hebrew writing, there were no vowels at all, saints. None whatsoever. No vowels. No vowels. They were all consonants. The vowels were always spoken. They knew the vowel. They knew exactly. When they saw that YHWH, they knew what it was. They knew it was Yahweh. They knew exactly how to enunciate it. And you that understand phonics, you young ones, I don't understand phonetics. But you that understand phonics, you look at how words are, or the sound of letters. It is not even like the sound that we actually speak the sound of it. But think about, go through your phonics, A, B, C, D, and see how phonetic it is sound, and see how it sounds. It's not like what we learned by perception and seeing of the eye. That's how we were taught things. Now Yahweh is trying to convert us whereby we are truly converted, whereby we will believe all the truth that he speaks unto his house. Messiah is the true vine. That's not the vine. We are the branches. You're not the vine, you're the branches. And from those branches he wants fruit. And those branches don't bring forth fruit, the Father cuts it off. He's showing you the Father's greatness. I want to know his name. I want to know that one that cuts me. I want to know him. I know the one that will draw me away from the Father. His name is Shaitan. Oh, he has a title, the devil, but his name is Satan. And Shaitan, he has a name. I want to know the one that created him. What is his name? If the devil has a name, then what is the one that created him? And if Messiah said he came in his Father's name, or he was birthed of the Father, what is the one that birthed him? Or what? Who is the one that put that seed in Miriam? She will rejoice how holy is his name that done that work. She will rejoice that his name was great. It tells you in scripture that Miriam said that how great and how holy is the name of him, of the Father. So I want to know the one that put the seed in her. I want to know him. I certainly want to know him. Why? Because he has put the seed in me. And only that seed bring forth life. It brings forth the richness of Almighty Yahweh. That we may know and understand without a shadow of a doubt what Yahweh is doing. Same book turns to the 6th chapter. Yes, everything is in sequence. That's what we need to do to build a little something in you. That you may know. The 6th chapter. Verse 60. This is the way we are. When they heard the name of Yahweh, many of his disciples, they said they were his disciples, they walked no more. True. The folks that have heard this name and they've walked no more, they don't even walk with him. It says in Yohanan chapter 6, verse 60. It says here, and listen to this now, all the mighty works and the mighty miracles that he did. Look at verse 29 in the same chapter first. I will read that. Messiah answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh, that ye believe on him who has sent me. What did he say? This is the work of who? The Father. And who did he say you believe on? Who did he say you believe on? On who? On him that what? Come on, saints. That doesn't condemn me. I believe what it says. They said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of Yahweh? In verse 28 of the same chapter. What must we do? He answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh. What? That ye believe on him. That you believe me, whom he has sent. That's the work of Yahweh. You believe on Messiah because you know that he has been sent. Do you understand what the word sent means? When you're sent, is it not someone commissioning you or giving you the charge to do it? That's Yahweh's work. And this world doesn't believe that. Saints, hear me. This world doesn't believe that Messiah was sent by the Father. They say that he was a good man, he was a philosopher, he was a great prophet. He's the Lord. They give him all those names, but yet they don't believe. He said, this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe on him. This is the work of Yahweh. That you believe the one that sent me, that these works are truly a witness of who he is. That is what he was saying, that this what you see in this body, it is a witness of whom he is. So when you see these works done in this body, you see him. When you hear the works done by this body, you hear his works. That's what he said. That's what he said. We have all been trained by our scholarly dictates by those pagan rituals. Those that have come before us have all been trained that way. And he always says, no, it's not going to be done that way. He's going to reveal. He's going to open up by his spirit that we may be walking the perfect truth of his laws. And that we will not sin. He never gave them laws for them to break them. He gave them laws that they will obey them. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in the 60th chapter, now you all read these verses, those books. Do some reading. Some of you hypocrites can sit all day and read some foolish novel. Some of you all put your younguns down and read a stupid book that is nothing but a fleshly arousal. You know, you're going to hell. I don't care who you are. But you know you're wicked. Don't you know something is wrong with you? Could you be sit down 3 or 4 or 5 hours to read book after book and yet the text of Yahweh is never in your mind? Don't you know you're a child of hell? I don't care if you're 15, 16, 17. Don't you know that? I don't care if you're mama. Do you not understand that? You can sit down with a book that thick, a crazy old stupid novel. Don't you know you have a wicked heart? I don't care what you say out of your corrupt mouth. Doesn't mean a nick is what the hawks meet. You're going to die in your sins. You give that kind of energy to some foolish fantasies like that? There's only one thing that makes you free, and that's the truth of this true vine. Give your mind to this compulsive desire that drives you. You're wicked. Your mind is dark. You need to take his yoke upon yourself and learn of him. That's why you're so worldly, because you learn what the world does. Your mind is worldly. Your heart is worldly. That's a wickedness. That's curious hearts. You shouldn't even delve into stuff like that. You shouldn't even spend time in it. I don't read books because they're full of fallen, curious hearts. I read the book of life. There's only one book where there's life in it. And I'm intrigued because I found the jewels and the nuggets of Yahweh. I don't find nothing in the Hemingway, nothing that Hemingway died. And he's still there in the grave. He's a dead fool. Knowledge has never given a man the sense of the greatness of Yahweh. It only gives a man the sense of how great he is. I'm smarter than you. Doesn't mean a nigger with a rat's dung. He has taken the simple things of this earth and he's confounded this wise, foolish world. That they can't even give him honor. What about different things? He allows you to walk. A perpetual falling, and yet he never allows you to fall. That's a great work there to me. And man still cannot understand that. You encourage your flesh to rebel against your way. To resist his laws. You make it lawless. You are wicked. I don't care who you are. You're wicked. And you're going to die in your sins. I don't care how you cry. Oh, I love you. I love you. That doesn't mean a nickel worth of hoof meat. You show your love by doing what he tells you to do. You obey him. You obey him. You obey him. He says in verse 60. As he began to speak these profound truths unto this wicked generation. As he said to the apostles and those that were with them, you need to eat this doctrine now that I'm preaching to you. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? That's hard. That name. I'm used to God and Lord. It's hard. I'm used to Jesus. And it's just hard to break that. It's just Jesus. Yet they will not search whether there's validity. They will not search the scripture to see whether it's truth. They just said it's a hard thing. That they were all right and long. They had the fish and the loaves, the bread. Yet when he offered them a doctrine that was so pure, so true, they say, that doctrine is hard. I want a doctrine that allows me to do what I want to do. And Yahweh is not going to give you a doctrine like that. It's just a hard thing. When Messiah knew in himself that his disciples murmured, complaining, because there were evilness in their hearts, envy and strife. At it, he said, does this offend you? Are you mad at this? Why are you upset with this? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man, that's what he called himself, the Son of Man, ascend up where he was before or where he originated from. It is the Spirit that quickeneth or make alive, and the flesh profited nothing. He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Messiah knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me. You don't even know my name. You can't even love my name. Except. That's it. Except. It were given unto him by my Father. Now, who is this Father that gave me unto Messiah that I may hope in the work in that body? I want to know him. I want to know his name. He can't even come unto me except. No, there's no exception to the rule. No exception. There's a young lad, that was a song that with something like that, there's no exception to the rule. Everybody plays a fool. Sometimes. But in this rule, there's no exception. You cannot come unto Messiah unless the Father. And if the Father has drawn you to him, wouldn't you not want to know him? And to bless his mighty, powerful, righteous name? I do. I do. To hell with religion. Traditions as well. Let them all go to hell. Now, what a profound statement he makes. He said, you can't even come unto me except unless it were given unto you of my Father. And when they heard that, it said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and they walked no more with him. Oh, I love Pastor Roberts. He's a man of God. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for him. He's a good preacher. He's been good to us. And I love the Lord. He's helped me become a man. And yet, when they heard the truth of Yahweh's judgment, his true doctrine, it says they turned and they walked no more with him. They went back like dogs. They went back to wallow their own style, their filth, their corruption. He said, you can't come up to me unless the Father draw you. That's why mama's trying to draw sons and daddy's daughters. You can't draw them. It was from the foundation of the earth that the name was written. And when this message or this memorial of Yahweh stood in place, those that were written, they believed the message. And they were brought unto the message. Why? Because Yahweh had given it to them that they should receive that message. That's why men repudiate it. They laugh at it. They mock it because they don't believe it. They don't believe it. You give them some kind of churchianity and the false doctrines of this hour. They will love you. They will bless you. And yet they will curse you. They will say one thing and out of their hearts come forth something else different. The only way you're going to know is Elder Martin said to me that we're going to have to show enough have love one toward the other, one to another. And that love transcends everything. Sonship, daughtership, kinsmanship, wife, it transcends all. It's not based upon that. It's just based upon the love of Yahweh and His pure power dwelling in a man's heart. That's what it's based upon. Not based upon mama, daddy, or cousins, or kin folks. It's based upon the love of truth. It's based upon fruit that comes forth out of your life. And if you don't have the righteous or the good and the honest heart, there are no fruit in your heart. I don't care who you are. You say one thing, you're not honest. You speak something, it's not for good intent. You are a liar. You have no fruit. You have no power. I don't care how you say you love. I don't care if you go and give your clothes off your back to the poorest man. That's not love. And that's no power of love. It doesn't mean love one bit at all. It's just a self-righteousness and your own self-good. That's not love. I was reading, I think yesterday, that this boy and his mother, they were working in the house for the basketball player, Shaquille O'Neal. He owns a house in Houston, Texas, where he has a baby by another woman. He puts her there. That's where she lives. He hires a housekeeper and all of that for her. And so the woman and her son that were housekeepers of the house, they got into a dispute there. Now, the woman that Shaquille O'Neal has a child by, she's standing right there watching this boy dispute with his mama. He takes out a knife. He stabs the mother to death, kills her right there in the house. And you tell me that's love. You tell me that woman and say, I love you, boy. And that boy and say, Mama, I love you. You tell me that. That's right, you hypocrites. Get quiet. That ain't love. That is not based on that. It's based upon the power of Yahweh and His love righteousness working in the man's heart. You can't even love without that. You cannot. And that's the truth. That's why it's simulation. It's a false thing. And that's why He said, let our love be without dissimulation. Don't let it be a love of hypocrisy. Don't pretend. Don't do that. Say you love and then you do everything to destroy them. You are a hypocrite. It's one thing you will know about this, preacher. I'm an honest man. I will tell you the truth. I don't care if it hurts your feelings. Your feelings mean nothing. They mean nothing. That's your problem. That's what got you in the shape you're in, your feelings. It's not love. It's your feelings. You feel for what you want to feel for. You feel the way you want to feel. Yahweh never told you to do that. If that's the case, Messiah and that garden of Gethsemane, he would have ran out of there. He had to do what the Father told him. He had to do all things to please Him. He did not do anything to please man. He did all things to please the Father. Now, if He did all these things to please that Father, who is the Father? What's His name? Father lies. That's just His title. That lets you know He is the one that is the generator of the Spirit that's in you. That's what it is. But He has a name. And it's not a pagan Jesus either. It's not pagan. And that's the truth. And that's the truth. From that time, many of them turned away and they walked no more with Him. Why? Because they were there for the fish of the loaves. They didn't believe him. Look at the 8th chapter of the same book. Chapter 8, Yokohana, verse 27. Let me read verse 26. There is so much, saints. I'm not going to try to read it all, but I want to bring clarity to your understanding. That's what I want to do. I was talking to this young elder down in Alabama. He has a tremendous knowledge of the Word of Yahweh. He really does. He stumbled upon our website and he said, I'm making copies of your CDs and passing them out to everyone. I said, make all you want to. He has a very beautiful spirit, the brother does. He's called me twice and talked with me. But it's just a profound understanding that the young man has that Yahweh has brought him to a light in such a relative short period of time. The things he said that they are so profound. He said, Pastor Roberts, I'm a teacher. I said, that's good. That's part of the ministry work. He made some of that. Messiah says in verse 26 of chapter 8. He said, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true. Who sent him? You mean we read scriptures like that and we never search to find out who sent him? I search scriptures out. I don't know how you or how real they are to you. I search them out. He said, he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of who? Did he not say he has heard those things? Have you ever never said that God spoke to me? I've said that. Am I the only one that ever said that? And yet he said, the things that I speak, they're not what I speak, but there's one that sent me, I speak what I hear him say. They understood not that he spake of them of who? The Father. They didn't understand he was talking about the Father. Carnal. That's what meant that they don't love the Father. They reject the Father. You can't have the Father without the Son because the Son was sent by the Father. And you can't have the Son of the Father because the Son testifies the witness of the Father. And he didn't come in no name of Jesus either. Then said Yahshua unto them, he said, I want to tell you something now. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, me, man of flesh, born of flesh, then shall ye know that I am he. I'm just who I declared I was. And that I do all things by myself. Say that loud, saints. He said, I do what?
Nothing.
He said, I do what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Do you hear that? It says nothing. Is it right? In that text that you have, does it say I do nothing? It said, I do nothing of myself, but what? As who? As who? As my Father hath taught me or instructed me, I speak these things. He was instructed in the laws and the prophets, and those other things that he spoke were things were written in the laws and in the prophets. He did not speak those things that were that he conjured up by his own imagination. And look what he says in verse 29. And he that sent me is what? Is with me. The Father have not left me alone. He say, I was sent, but the one that sent me, he's with me. He has not left me alone. Did he not tell us that he will not leave us comfortless? He will pray to the Father, and he will send us another comforter. He said, I'm not alone. The Father's not left me, for I do sometime. I do what? What? He said, I do always those things that what? That pleased him. Everything he did pleased the Father. Who did he please, saints? Who did Messiah please? He said, I do always those things that please him. He didn't take away that honor. That magnificent power that the Father has. It was a magnificent thing to have a body of clay that to declare that he came in that one's name that created all things. Now that's a statement. I don't understand the totality of that one. You may, but I don't. I just believe it. And I trust it. When he comes, then I'll know all things. I'll understand all things. He said, I do all things. I do always those things that please my Father. Not some things. Do always those things. Always the things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. So Messiah did not do the things that displease the Father. You tell me we can't do things that displease the Father, saint. We can't do that. He is true. And the truth of his truth that he sent us the true vine. Messiah, the true vine. And we must believe in the witness of Messiah that he came from the Father. He wants us to know this one that created all things and made him in the belly of Mary's womb. She came forth. No, it didn't take her 2 months to have him. She went a 9-month course. That's where she went. He said that that's the true vine. That's the true life. If you believe that message that I preach, it's the true life to the Father. Now that's what I'm trying to get you to. Back to the Father. Trying to get that back to the Father. They're going astray from the Father. Walked in their paganism. Their sins and their corruption. He said, I'm trying to get you back to the Father. Bless you, Father. You can't go wrong with what he always says. I want to read this. Because Messiah says, my Father is greater than I. I want to read these verses now. It says in Psalms, chapter 76, verse 1. Tehillim, La Yahweh. Psalms, chapter 76, verse 1. Hear the word of Yahweh. See what it says. Hear this. It says in verse 1. There are four verses I want to read. I want you to move with me quickly. In Psalms 76, verse 1, it says, in Yodah, Judah in Yodah, is Yahweh. In Yehudah or Yodah is Yahweh. Your name known or known. It says his name is great in Israel. And that's what Messiah was expressing unto them. That my Father is greater than I. He is a great one. His name is great. And in Israel, his name was great. He was not talking to the Gentiles. He was talking to the house of Israel. That's who he was talking to. And he said, in the midst of Israel is the name of Yahweh great. Such a great name that they fear it. Such a great name that they don't want to speak it to think that they are blaspheming his name. But in true Israel, the name of Yahweh is great. If you're not Israel, that name is not great. You despise it. The heathen despise it. The Gentiles don't like that name. They despise his name. He says in Psalms 99:3. Psalms 99:3. Now this is so simple that even I can understand this. It doesn't take a scholarly mind to understand this. It tells us, Psalms 99:3, let them. I want to be a part of the them. Let them praise thy great and awesome name, for it is holy. What name is great and holy, saints? I want to ask you that name. You tell me the name God is great and holy, O Lord. He said, let them praise thy. Let them praise thy great and terrible. It's an awesome name. His name is an awesome name. He said, let them praise that great and that awesome name of Yahweh. Only in Israel is the name of Yahweh great. Outside of Israel, the name means nothing. I'm glad I'm a part of this generation from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That his name shall. His name. Not his authority, but his name. Men fight against that all they want to. They kick against it in their little doctrines. Their little thesis. They try to find those that soothe them. To try to keep them on that path. But they're going to die in their rejection of Yahweh. That's the truth. Either I am a pagan man preaching a pagan deity or a pagan god. I'm telling you the profoundness of his truth. He wants a memorial. And his name is his memorial. And when Yahshua talks about the Father, it was that name that was the memorial. It gave him strength. Gave him honor unto the Father. That he trusted the Father, believed that the Father could do and would do all things. That is what he did. He did not speak in any other name. Joel never used the name Jesus. He never used the name Jesus. Never used the name Yeshua. His name is Yahweh. That is his name. Jeremiah chapter 10, quickly. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. Tell me who's like Yahweh. For as much, chapter 10, verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee. There's none like unto thee, O Yahweh. That there is none like unto thee, okay? Even if one was to use that expression as unto you, Lord or God, there is none like unto you. He said that thou art great now. That is one of his attributes, that thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Now what? Now he is great. Now that's his attribute, he's great. Now what about his name? Is his name great too? If he says he's great, then his name is great. That's why Messiah said the Father is greater than I. That's why I come in his name. His character is great. And so if his character is great, then his name has to equate his character. When that name Mike the Jordan comes up, it is associated with greatness in basketball. But you don't just say he's a basketball player. But you know that name. When you hear the name Michael Jordan, then it invokes all the attributes of Michael Jordan. Basketball player, the dunker, the high-fiver. So it is with Yahweh. In this ignorant world, think that they're going to address him Lord, Baal, God. No. There's going to be a name on that new birth. It's going to have to be the one that's generating that. It's the Father's name. And there's no name there, then we're bastards. And that's it. That's it. You're a bastard if there's no name there. He says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 23. That's why Messiah said, my Father's greater. His name is great. His character is great. He's great. He's great in might. His name is great and he is great. He says in the 36th chapter, in the 23rd verse, he always says, and I will sanctify my what? How do you get a thought? Now that's just simple there, isn't it? That, how, you know, he said, I will sanctify my great name. You tell me that's not for us today. Is that not what he said, saints? Give me some, come on, give me a hallelujah. Is that not what he said? And I will sanctify my great name. I will set it apart from every name. It will not be like Baal, Lord, Jesus. He said, I will sanctify my great name. You tell me a great name, you do away with it. What they call Alexander the Great, and they call all these great kings and rulers, and yet the name of Yahweh is great and it's done away with. How can that be? He said, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the fools, the heathens, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. He said, you're supposed to be my people, and you have made my name to be a laughing stock, a mockery. You were just the kind of heathens they were, because you held on to your gods and your traditions. And the heathen shall know that I am not Lord of God, that I am Yahweh, because he's going to sanctify his name. Said Father, the Yahweh. He is the Father. He said, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, you're going to call on my name. You're going to cry. You're going to know that I am the one. You're going to call on my name. And that's why the Father seeketh such to worship him. Messiah came us to give us the spirit of truth, how to worship him. And that's what the Father wants us to worship him. He did not take that honor away from the Father. Because in the name of the Father, he was there, what? Just like he had shot on that chief cherubim to orchestrate his worship. Now, that's what Messiah, he has opened up the door, the floodgate, that we don't have to go to a high place. You don't have to go to a Baptist whorehouse, a Methodist, a Pentecostal. You just worship Yahweh in the spirit of his truth of whom he is. That's what he opened up unto us. That's all right by me. I can handle that. Let me read this one quickly in Malachi, chapter 1, verse 11. Malachi. Chapter 1, verse 11. Now he says, from the rising of the sun. The sun arose the day, didn't it? From the east. And until the going down of the same. The sun will go down this evening, won't it? So when the sun rises in the morning, when you arise, even till the sun goes down and you go down too, he says, my name. Is that not what he says? Shall be what? Great among who? The Gentiles. And every place incense shall be offered unto my name. That's what he says. And a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the Gentiles, saith Yahweh of hosts. Why? His name is not great amongst the heathen nation. It says my name shall be great amongst the heathens, the Gentiles. He said, my name, saints. My name. How do we, Messiah told us that his Father is greater than I. His name. Come on, without him, I have no name. I have no visage. Without the Father, neither do you. You can't even come unto Messiah unless the Father draw you. Well, you know I had folks praying for me and I got shaved. That didn't save you. Sister Jones, she was preaching that message and I heard it and I got saved. Nah, you didn't get saved behind no Jezebel spirit like that. From the foundation before there were foundations, he ordained you, and he called you to be sons and daughters of Zion. The 15th chapter of Yohanan. I want to stay there a while. There's so much that I could emphasize on this message today. But I do want you to understand that Messiah says, my Father. And I want to know my Father. I don't want to know about him, I want to know him. It says in the 23rd verse, Messiah says, isn't this amazing? This is what he says. The 15th chapter, 21st verse. He said, he that hateth me, you hateth my Father also. So if you despise the name of the Father, you despise the name of the Son. That's it. Period. You hate the Father. He said, he that hateth me, hateth my Father also. Why? If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, what he did, no other man. No other man has done the works that Messiah did. They had not sinned, but now they have both seen, and have hated both now. Plural that, both. Me and my Father. Because they reject the laws of Yahweh, it is true. He said they hate both of us. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in what? In their law, they hated me without a cause. But he says to them, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from now, did he not say he will come to you from? I will send unto him from the who? Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded, if it proceedeth, he said, come forth from who? The Father, he shall testify of me. He shall let you know that what I said, the witness is true. Not this crazy mess falling out. That's not the testimony that Messiah is the true vine of Yahweh. Say what you will or you may. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. That's a crazy nutty spirit. And that's not blaspheming the Ruah Yahweh. He said when the Comforter come, the spirit of Yahweh. That's what he said. He said, when he shall come, he shall witness of me. He shall tell you that what I said is from the Father. You will have no doubt that what I said has come from the Father. He will not come. That trash. No, he won't. No, the Spirit. Yahweh doesn't act that way. And you tell me he acts that way. He's just like the heathens then. You might as well shave your head, cut your forehead, let blood run down. That's not the old way. We've been taught that trash, saints. And it's time we abandon that trash. It's trash. It's foolishness. It's none of your way. He said, and ye also now, because you know I am, you shall bear witness, Because ye have been with me from the beginning of this ministry, you've been with me. And you shall know whether he says what he says, that I did it, it was of the Father, whether it came from the Father. He said, you shall know. We don't know. Why? Because we haven't been with him. You walked a little piece with him and you said, I want to sit down here now. You're going up ahead. I'll catch up with you. I don't like what you said. I'm a little upset. You know, like some of us that we get upset and someone gives us something that makes us all right for the moment. That's what that does. You get nice because it's to your advantage. And so you started out with him, but the road got a little tough and you got a little angry with him because things were not as you supposed them to be. Look at the 18th chapter of the same book. A couple of verses here, verse 10. Messiah knew his time and his hour. It says in verse 10 of the 18th chapter, then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it. And he smote off the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name, now isn't that something? Malchus. Called the servant's name. Isn't that amazing that Yahweh intended for the servant's name to be there? And yet the name of the Father's not there. When he say my name, we say, well, he doesn't mean that you are a hypocrite. This world is full of hypocrisy. Yet it tells you the servant's name. It tells you the servant's name that Yahweh wanted men to know the servant that got his ear cut off and the Messiah put it back on. And yet the Father has no name. It's still the truth. The whole world can reject it. It's still the truth. Tells you the servant's name. Then said Messiah to Kephar, put up thy sword in the sheath. He said, the cup which, isn't that profound? The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? That's all right. I want to drink the cup you've given me, Father. He said, the cup that my Father, what a profound death. And then he knows he has a cup, but he knows where it comes from. He said, the cup that my Father, I want to know him. Saints, I want to know that Father, that this man hid death, knowing he's going to die, and said, yet the Father's giving me a cup. He said, shall I not drink it? Shall I not drink it? Shall I not drink this cup? Shall it not be a cup that I shall drink? Then the band of the captains and officers of the ark, them took Messiah, and they bound him, and they led him away. They took him. But yet he knew the cup that he had to drink from. He did not reject the cup. He knew the cup of suffering, the cup of death, because it was from his Father. And he did all those things. He always did the things to please the Father. This was the final summation of that test. And we're coming to that hour today, whether we do all things to please the Father. That we believe the witness and the testimony of Messiah, that we trust in that testimony what he has given unto us. And that we trust it with all of our heart. And we believe what the Father says. In the 20th chapter, verse 16. Chapter 20, verse 16. This is the resurrection of Messiah. They had gotten him out of the grave. Messiah said unto her, Miriam. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is the mighty one of the strength of the hope. Yahshua said unto her, look what he says now. He said, touch me not, for I am not ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father. And who? Who? Well, then I want to know my Father. I'm in that Miriam. He say, and your Father, and to my Yahweh, and to your Yahweh, to your mighty one. He said, he is your Father too. He said, he is your Father. He said, ascend unto my Father. Miriam Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen Messiah and that he spoke these things unto her. Verse 19, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Yodim, came Messiah and stood in the midst of them. And he said unto them, peace be unto you. Be comforted. Don't worry. And what he had said And what he had said, what he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were his disciples glad when they saw the Messiah. Then Messiah said unto them again, peace be unto you now, as my Father hath sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Kodesh, the Ruach Kodesh of Yahweh. Whosoever sin, let it be remitted or forgiven. They are remitted unto them, and whosoever sin ye retained, ye shall retain. He said, if you're not right, you better get right. If you're not walking right, you better get right. And if you're right, you better stay right. So he breathed on them, maybe they received the Spirit of Yahweh. That was how they were able to go into the upper room and wait for the great outpouring of the Spirit to be poured out. And then when it was poured out, Kepha spoke, he said, now this is what the prophets talked about. It will come. The prophet Joel and all of them, they talked about this great, great outpouring of Yahweh's anointing. Where? Show me in scripture. Messiah talks about his Father. My Father, Father. Almost 100 times just in the book of Yohanan. If he's his Father, he said he's our Father too. And if he's not your Father, then you're not a part of the kingdom work, saints. And that's just it. Regardless of what you think or how you feel, that's the truth. And you're always not going to change that one bit at all. My Father. Who is my Father? Who is your Father? Who is your Father? Do you have the Spirit of Yahweh? Do you desire His truth? And to walk in that truth and to do the things that please the Father? I want to read this as I close. The 17th chapter of Yohanan. He says in this chapter 2, verse 2, he says to the Father, this is the prayer, what they call the prayer of intercession for Messiah. I pray that you always touch your hearts to study the scripture, saints. I want to begin the second verse. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, and Yahweh did, that thou shalt give him eternal life, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Well, who gives the eternal life? Yahweh, he said, as many as the Father, because he is our Savior, he is our Yahshua, and Messiah is the hope and the promise of that Yahshua. That's what he is. And this is life eternal. This is your life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true Father. Now, it says God in the King James, but the only true Father, and that Yahshua Messiah, whom thou hast sent. That's eternal life. If you don't know that, you don't have eternal life. If you don't know the only true Father and that Messiah, the hope, you don't have eternal life. He said, I have made known or honored thee on the earth. I have finished, look now, I have finished the works which thou gavest me to do. Who gave Messiah the works? The Father, saints. Who is this Father? And if he had a name on the earth, should the Father possess a name too? Is that not a name for, is there not a name for the Father? He has a name too. He said, and now, look what he says. And now, O Father, utterest thou me beside thy own self, beside you. Now, I want to be where I was. Bring me beside you. And with the honor which I had with thee before the world, before it ever came to pass, where it ever was, because I was with thee. He says in verse 6, I have manifest thy name. That's what he had did. He had made known the name of the Father. So they will have no doubt whom the Great One was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. He said, thine they were. He said, they were yours. And thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word, the laws and the prophets have kept that. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou givest me of thee. Everything you do, everything granted unto me, it came from you, Father. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. and they have received them, the laws and the prophets, and have known surely that I have came out of or came from thee. He said that they know that I came out of you, Yahweh, and they have believed that thou didest send me. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are yours. They belong to you, Father. He said, and all mine is yours or thine. And thine, and all thines are mine. And I am honored in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name. How do you reject that, saints? How does the world reject that? Something is sad. He said, keep through your own name now. Is that not what he says? Is this not the prayer of intercession? Did he not tell the Father to keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one? While I was with them in the world, I kept them in the Father's name. Those that thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them I lost but the son of perdition, that scripture might be fulfilled. He said, I haven't lost a one of them. He prayed to the Father because he knew that no man was able to pluck us out of the Father's hand. That's why he said, keep through thy own name. Keep in your name, Father, those that you have granted and called to be sons. You have birth and you have written your name on their birth certificates. We have a new birth certificate. That's why our names are written. We have a new name written in the kingdom of Yahweh. And that's why when you see the Father, he's going to give you that white stone whereby there is no other one that knows that name but you. And it's going to be an honor unto him, and will make known the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. That's what it will do. I want to close with this from Revelation chapter 3. I believe the scriptures. As he speaks the words of faith unto the saints of Sardis, Revelation 3 and verse 5, he says this. As unto the congregation and the assembly at Sardis, he says in verse 5, he reminds the saints that he that overcometh this world, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Do you have a name in the book of life? Is there a name for you in the book of life? Then why have we blotted out the Father's name? And yet we must have a name in the book of life. But yet the Father has no name in our hearts. But I will confess, Messiah said, I will confess his name before who? My Father. And before the Malach. He said, I will confess the name of that one that hath overcome. I will confess that name unto my Father. And before the host of the heavens, they shall know that that is the one that my Father shall take delight in. And he speaks to us in this Laodicean age in the 21st chapter, 21st verse of the same chapter. 21st verse of the same chapter. This is our strength here. This is to the house of the Laodiceans. He says, to him that overcome, 3:21, to him that overcome will I grant to sit with me, that this is where we're going to sit. He said, in my throne. Even as I also overcame, he had to be an overcomer, saints. He overcame, Messiah did. He said, I overcame. That's our witness of hope because he overcame. We can. He said, as I overcame, and I am sit down with who? Where? In his throne. And his name is in his throne. And his name is honored in his throne. You cannot deny him because his name is great. His identity is great. And he wants his identity to be known, and that you know that his identity is great and it's a mighty identity. Messiah never refuted the Father's authority and power because he came in that mighty power that was birthed in the kingdom that the Father may be made known unto us. Men were seeking this leader, this king, and they never found him in all of their worship until Messiah came on the scene. And that's when the door was open in a profound way that you will not have to go to the high places or the low places. Even in your low places, you can find him. Even in your low places, you can cry out and he will hear you. The Father seeketh such. We're in this hour where you're not going to worship him in Jerusalem in the high places. He's going to seek those that are gathered in his name. And he seeks such that worship him in spirit. The Father now, that's what scripture said, the Father seeks such that worship him in spirit and in truth. We have not truly worshiped the Father the way he should be worshiped. I believe in praising Yahweh and all that, but all this, what we have called praising and worship, it has truly not been that. It's just been what we've learned to do. It's just been actions. You get sweaty. You get bored when the preaching began. You hear nothing at all because you wore out. You're tired. It's nothing but an excitement of the flesh. And that's what the flesh does. That's what the enemy used. He used that. That's why they called the charismatics. No one scripture where Yahweh talks about charismatic. Nowhere. They don't even know what Pentecost is. They won't even keep Pentecost. It was the great outpouring of the Spirit. Pentecost is a new birth. It's a new life. Pentecost was a time of new life, a new beginning. And that's what Pentecost is a new beginning. That's why it's a memorial that we remember that was a new beginning in the house, in the assembly of Yahweh. And that's the way it should be, saints. He wants a new beginning. He wants us to have a new beginning. And the Spirit of Yahweh is a new beginning of life. Without that, we have no life at all. My Father, when thou prayest, prayeth our Father. See, he is my Father, but he is our, because you can say, my Father, which art in heaven. I know you're above the comic earth. I know you dwell far above the natural realm, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. For that name I'm kept in. For Messiah come to exalt that name, to show us that he has kept us in that name. And in the truth of that name, there's no other name but the Father's name. And he wants to be known, not only as our Father, that you may call him Father Yahweh. May he bless you. Give you strength and peace. Your heart be filled with knowledge and understanding. And we walk in his truth. May Yahweh bless you. His word fill your hearts today. I pray that he give you some strength. He anoint you to press on to bless him. I'm going to bless him despite what man does. I don't care if they reject him. I'm not going to reject the truth of Yahweh. I'm not. I don't care what the world or the form of preaching is today. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to preach what is truthful and right. I'm not concerned about all the theological things. I'm concerned about truth. And truth makes a man free. The theology never makes a man free. And I will preach the truth. Despite, if I die doing this, I will. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep you. And next week, I haven't talked much, but next week it's going to be Pentecost. And we're going to gather here. We're going to have a Shabbat that. Shabbat and that Sunday. We're going to rest. We're not going to do like we did last time, all right? We're going to truly rest. Don't you brothers riding your big wheels and all that? We're going to rest. I don't mind us walking. I don't even mind you doing a little fishing. But we're going to rest. We're going to rest and do those things. We're not going to be doing things that are outside of the will of Yahweh. And that's the way it should be. That's just the way it should be. We got to keep, you know something about family reunions? Folks will take their vacation then. They will put everything down to go to family reunion. Sure they will. They will save all year just to save enough money to go to family reunion. That's what they will do. And we're going to keep the feast days of Yahweh with perfection, saints. Sure we are. We're going to do it with wholeheartedness and willfulness and desire to do it. Not because it is a hard thing to do. It's not a hard thing. It's a very pleasant thing to do, and I will. So we have service next Shabbat, and we may have a singing that. That'll be wonderful, that Pentecost. I'll get up and speak a few words, and we're going to have a wonderful day that day. And have a beautiful time in Messiah. May give you strength, saints. And we bless you all. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people. Go with them. Take them safely home. We ask all things in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.